This is Healing Justice, a podcast bridging conversations at the intersections of collective healing and social change. I'm your host, Kate Werning, and each week we share a conversation with a powerful leader and an accompanying audio practice to help resource you in your leadership and the well-being of you and your people.
I'm Teresa P. Mateos, and you're joining us for one practice in a three-part series led by Mystic Soul on Healing Justice podcast. The Mystic Soul Project is an organization centering people of color at the intersections of spirituality, activism, and healing.
In this week's practice, Ana Yelsi Velasco Sanchez leads us in a group activity where we use our names as an entryway to our stories of origin and ancestors. This activity builds historical perspective, a sense of complexity around our lineages, and relationships through listening to one another. You can listen through to the instructions here on the podcast with Ana Yelsi and take a look at the show notes for the instructions in written form that she so kindly wrote out for us. And those will be really useful for you later on if you choose to facilitate this with a group. All right, let's do this. Here we go. Hello, my name is Ana Yelsi Velasco Sanchez, and this is a practice for Indigenous Reclamation. For this exercise, you are going to need a minimum of 15 minutes. Each participant will need a pen and an index card or piece of paper. This practice is an opportunity to explore the idea of self-determination, which is at the heart of Indigenous Reclamation. One of the things that I'm particularly passionate about is the understanding of names as sacred, the art of name reclamation. Name reclamation is this ability to dictate how we move through the world, what we are called, and to ask that our names be honored and recognized as something that are sacred. They hold stories and power. So for today's exercise, folks are going to pair off into two. You're going to find a partner. On your piece of paper, I want you to write your name. This might be your given name, a chosen name, a nickname, the one that you are most deeply connected to that you believe reflects who you are and how you want to be identified in the world. When you get together with your partner, you're each going to take 3 to 5 minutes to tell the other person about the name you wrote on your card. What does it say about you? Does it tell about your heritage, your country of origin, about survival or healing? Does it tell about a person you're connected with, a family member? What makes your name sacred, and who does it say you are? Once you have each taken 3 to 5 minutes to share a little bit about this with one another, take a moment of silence to write down on the back of the card that person gave you, the card that has their name, write what they told you. What did you hear? Who did they tell you they are because of that name? What does that name say about them? For those who are willing, if you have time after completing this exercise between the two individuals, you're going to come back together as a group. Take a moment for some of you to share what was told to you. Who was your partner? What was their name? What was their story? How did you tell about what you heard and wrote on your card? Finally, and most importantly, you're going to keep the card that was given to you, the one that has your partner's name and story on it. If you have an altar at home, this is something you would place on your altar, a journal. This would be something you put between the pages. When you have times of reflection, meditation, or prayer, I want to invite you to return back to this card that you were given and reflect again on the sacredness of names, on what that person entrusted you with. This is a chance to practice honoring others and their identity and their right to be called and recognized in the way they want to be in the world. An important reminder to everyone participating in this exercise, names hold stories, and stories belong to the person who shares them. Ask that individual before you tell their story to anyone else. They've entrusted you with something, but it still belongs to them. Thank you for participating, and I hope that this allows you to take one step further towards understanding and practicing Indigenous reclamation.
Thank you so much, Anna Jelsey, for that practice. You can download the corresponding conversation with mystic souls Teresa P. Mateus, Ra Mendoza, and Anna Jelsey Velasco Sanchez about Indigenous reclamation, Indo-Latinx identity, and decolonizing spiritual practice. You can also look back and download our first episode from Mystic Soul by looking for episode 26 and our final episode in this three-part series collaboration will release this June. We have two really sweet new gifts this month for those of you who choose to donate and give an offering in reciprocity and gratitude for all of the practices we offer you here on the podcast. If you listen, you know that we run this project with an all-volunteer team off of your donations, so they really, really make a difference. You can go to patreon.com/healingjustice and check out these two new rewards. The first is the incredible Yes Liberation Essence, which is an energetic medicine made by Dory Midnight for the purpose of healing from racism and oppression. You can also consider paying it forward to help us send an appreciation gift to one of our brilliant guests or volunteers that have offered so much in terms of wisdom and time and skill to bring you this work. So you can check both of those options out at patreon.com/healingjustice. That's patreon.com/healingjustice. Sign up to stay in touch with us at healingjustice.org by joining our email list, and find us in all the usual places on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And we want to thank this podcast for being generously mixed and produced by Zach Meyer at the Cole Room, and the content editing done by Blake Chastain of Exvangelical Podcast. Thank you so much for your commitment to building movements that liberate all of us. Good luck leading the name reclamation activity, and share with us on social media how it goes. Hear you next week.